Well, the recruitment ads, they could go a little like this. Wanted, patriotic, young Australians who like to spend a lot of time online, poking around in various corners of the internet, with a desire to uncover knowledge and perhaps aren't averse to a little online mischief-making. That could be the sort of person the Australian government's keen to recruit as part of its plan revealed today to beef up our cyber warfare capabilities. Our reporter Nick Grimm has been following the story. We spoke a short time ago. Afternoon, Nick. So what has the government announced today?
Hi, Tom. Well, with a crucial by-election approaching this weekend in Eden Monaro, it might not be a surprise that the Morrison government is keen to talk national security. And it's been doing just that today by announcing that it will redirect $1.35 billion of the defence budget towards expanding the nation's ability to take up the fight to the cyber criminals and state players who launch attacks on Australia's critical infrastructure and economic assets. Now, the money will go to the spy agencies, the Australian Signals Directorate and the Australian Cyber Security Centre, and close to half a billion of it will be used to create more than 500 new jobs for our own army of hackers and online spies. The cyber warrior class, as one expert has dubbed them today.
Yeah, and this comes just 10 days after the Prime Minister alerted the nation that it was coming under sustained cyber attacks by a foreign state.
Yeah, that's right. Scott Morrison revealed that a campaign had been waged over several months by a state-based actor, which he declined to name, but which is widely believed to be China. Now, today's funding, we're told, will help our intelligence agencies to identify emerging threats and prevent malicious online activity targeting Australian interests. But we're also hearing that our cyber warriors will be engaging in what's described as active disruption options. And this is where their role might just get a little murkier. Fergus Hansen is the director of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, and he's told RN Breakfast that a good share of today's funding announcement is going to go towards helping the spooks inside spy agencies like the Australian Signals Directorate to conduct their own online attacks.
Well, its motto is to reveal others' secrets and protect our own. So it's an intelligence organisation that goes and steals secrets from overseas. Most countries in the world have intelligence agencies. It's a given that they're going overseas and trying to reveal others' secrets to better understand the international environment that we sit in, and also trying to obviously protect our own secrets. So every country does it, and that's a part of the international system. I think the real difference here is the rules of war that apply in this space. So in the same way that in a conflict using traditional arms, there's rules of conflict, there's the Geneva Conventions that protect things like prisoners of war and civilians. Similarly, in this domain, there are also emerging rules and civilized ways that this is conducted. So one of those rules, for example, is not attacking critical national infrastructure, so not shutting down people's water supplies or electricity networks so that civilians aren't harmed.
Fergus Hansen there from the International Cyber Policy Centre. And Nick Grimm is still with me. So, Nick, what are cyber experts saying about this additional investment in the nation's defensive and offensive capabilities?
Yeah, for those with a stake in this game, there's a strong view that Australia has been somewhat under strength in this space, and that increasingly this is where a greater slice of Australia's defence budget needs to be directed. So they've welcomed that. But there is concern about whether the right priorities are being targeted. And for more on that, I spoke to Professor Greg Austin. He's the Senior Fellow for Cyberspace and Future Conflict at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
We have the capability, but the threats are increasing regularly. We've shown at government level, especially in key government departments, that we're not able to implement even the basic mitigation strategies that the Australian Signals Directorate has recommended.
So what does need to be done? What do you believe is the urgent need?
Well, the investment in education in cybersecurity just hasn't been there. The investment in the computer age and the information age just hasn't really been there on the scale that's needed. And I'd really like to see a doubling, really, of the sorts of commitments that the government might make. So in the tertiary sector, for example, there's only been a small growth year on year of around about 10% in very broad terms of numbers of graduates in cybersecurity degrees, but this growth is just too small to meet the surging need.
Professor Greg Austin is the Senior Fellow for Cyberspace and Future Conflict at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Nick Grimm was with me before that.